For some, the establishment of a new government in February has been a boon. One woman, a teacher with three children, living in a high-density Harare suburb, says it was a welcome event.
Myself being a teacher, the inclusive government has changed my life in the sense that we are now able to go back to work. As soon as they agreed, we began to go to work, basing on the promises that they gave us. And it also gave a light to my kids as well, who had for the past 7 months not been going to school, but now they're back.
Another person, who works as a TV and radio salesman, said the inclusive government has brought stability. Hyperinflation is gone, and the Zimbabwe dollar has been replaced by the US dollar and South African rand. The businessman says that means it is no longer necessary to go to the black market to buy hard currency to import goods to sell.
The inclusive government put some hope into our business. I'm a businessman, and we can now plan on a monthly basis like we could not do that in the past.
But, he says, not everyone is confident that the new government is going to succeed in turning the economy around.
Well, I see there's no confidence in the business sector, like in the big people's business. If these companies continue not having confidence in this government, I don't think we'll get anywhere.
There are fears that the inclusive government may not survive. Critics of Mr. Mugabe say his backers in the security services continue to arrest MDC supporters and officials, although they acknowledge in fewer cases. There are also continued disruptions on white-owned farms, and MDC Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutambara visited some Friday and called for a moratorium on disruptions of commercial farming. The teacher we spoke to in Harare says change will take time.
We are still feeling the pinch of the previous government and the lives that the people have been living. We are afraid that if the inclusive government have arguments or will not work together, we are afraid that maybe we'll go back again to that same area where we couldn't even afford a decent meal a day.
At Independence Day, the MDC says it will turn out in large numbers, but will not wear party regalia, as this is a national event. Observers will be watching to see whether Mr. Mugabe's supporters turn out, given that the gathering will be attended by MDC party leader and new Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. So far, the service chiefs, who have declared they would not serve him, have managed to avoid saluting him at public events. Many will be watching Saturday's events for clues about how the government is getting along. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.